the jibba jabba.
WJFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
We got news, more news on the guy now.
She won't leave my buttocks alone.
No, no, here's the guy. His name is Corey McFerrin, the guy who had the girlfriend stuck to the toilet.
I don't know how long she was in the bathroom. She has a fear of coming out. Most of her fear from coming out is her relative. She don't want to see him. She's afraid if she comes out, she will see him.
If you don't have education, then you can't hardly get a job.
The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, now, now, now.
They're not dumb. They're stupid. Don and Mike.
She won't leave my buttocks alone.
I'm responsible for Ada Lincoln.
Oh, I forgot to put on panties.
Sorry, Phil. Here's more highlights of the story. Actual quotes from the guy now.
All right, I heard that first quote, and I was going to say if it was fear of relatives, we'd all have toilets fused doors open.
Let me see. The police say, we pried the toilet seat off with a pry bar, and the seat went with her to the hospital. Hospital removed the seat.
A pry bar.
The guy, Corey McFerrin, age 36, quote, she is an adult. She made her own decision. Time went by so quick, I can't pinpoint how long she was on the toilet.
Time flies when you don't have her around.
Again, quote, it just kind of happened one day. Yeah. She went in, been in there a little while, next time a little longer. Then she got it in her head she was going to stay. It was a safe place for her. He said that she moved around in the bathroom. She bathed, changed into clothes that he brought her.
Hmm.
He brought her food and water. They had conversations and a normal relationship.
Normal.
Except it was all in the bathroom.
Well, she was using it as her special room. She was in solitary.
After 2 years.
Safe room.
He became worried because she was acting groggy.
After 2 years.
He says she was somewhat disoriented.
Oh.
And her legs looked like they had atrophy.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Yeah. This dude works in an antique store. That's why you really got to read the small print on these.
It gets better, doesn't it?
He's been taking care of Babcock. I guess that's her name.
Is that her first name?
No, her name is Barbara. So it's just Babs Cock.
Babs.
16 years they lived together. He tried to coax her out of the bathroom. She would say, quote, maybe tomorrow. She did not want to leave the bathroom.
No.
Babcock now has an infection in her legs.
I wonder why.
May have damaged her nerves, and there's a chance she may wind up in a wheelchair.
Mm.
And again, they asked the guy, Corey McFerrin, and he said, I guess I should have gotten help for her sooner, I admit that. But after a while, you kind of get used to your girlfriend living on the toilet.
Wow. I didn't know that was possible.
You can't write that.
No.
Great.
No. Yeah. No. And he works in an antique store.
Of course he does.
So he's used to old things lying around.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. How great.
Wow.
And she's skinny.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike, this is Todd. I wanted to thank you for the last couple of weeks. You were talking about the quadriplegic sound and the speakers being on the floor. You remember that?
Not really. What were we talking about?
We talked about quadraphonic sound.
Quadriplegic sound. Right,
yeah.
I got you. Right.
All right.
When you said the quadriplegic sound would be when the speakers are on the floor, I blew soda all over my windshield.
Well, you know, it's all about bringing a ray of sunshine to somebody's life.
Mm-hmm.
It's
fine.
It was. I was driving home from work. I was thinking this is going to be a terrible day, and then all of a sudden, soda all over the place.
That was funny.
That's very nice. Thank you very much.
What it's all about.
We do humbly appreciate that. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, buddy.
Hi there, buddy.
Hey, so nobody's seen what this guy looks like yet?
We've seen the guy. We've seen the guy.
We've not seen the girl.
I have to remember in Royal Tenenbaum's, what's her name?
Lily
Tomlin? Bill Murray's wife.
I don't remember that movie.
The Royal Tenenbaums had Owen Wilson and
Gwyneth Paltrow.
Dustin Hoffman.
She was she didn't like coming out of the bathroom. She just hung out in there. He'd always be poking his head in, checking on her, asking her if she's going to come out.
Well, I think a lot of people don't like coming out of the bathroom. I know a lot of people like lingering in there.
Yeah.
I certainly don't mind spending a decent amount of time in there.
Some of us have been ridiculed for actually putting a magazine stand in the bathroom.
It's a perfect place to read. In fact, some of us can't really function you know, biologically, if we don't have something in front of us to read.
I'll read the same thing over and over.
May I just point out the best gift perhaps I've ever received in my life?
What's that?
It was something I saw in a hotel a long time ago, and I asked for it by name. TV on a stick.
Uh-huh.
A little TV on a stick. So if you're shaving, you can move the TV like this.
Right.
And if you're taking a crap, you can move the TV like this. I finally live in a world where I have TV on a stick in my bathroom.
Yeah. Do you have a, is it a regular TV or is it a high definition TV?
Oh, no, it's an old crappy TV.
It's a crappy TV. That's appropriate for the guy that doesn't want to miss anything.
Right. It's just basic cable. I mainly watch the Weather Channel.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The Weather Channel is good to poop by. Damn. The Weather Channel is a good, because you know when you've been there 10 minutes.
On the 8th.
Because when the forecast comes up again, right, you go, oh, God, yeah. I've been sitting all this time.
Uh-huh. Right. I have the bathroom reader in my little magazine rack.
That's
a big, thick book. I think maybe one of you guys got it for me. I'm not sure.
I've also got some big, gigantic, like, Best of Mad magazine zingers. And that's a hardback that's hidden behind the bowl.
I don't really do well reading a regular book in the bathroom. I have to read magazine articles and, you know, just short stories. Reading the regular novel, I there has to be a certain level of concentration.
Do you know what Jan put in my bathroom recently? Because even though we live together, we're still like most people. You know, I've got my bathroom and she's got hers.
She stays in hers?
That's right. She stays on the toilet.
Stays all the time.
2 years. Anyway, I walked in the other night and I was like, wow, what is this? Because there was some sort of setup by the mirror. Mm-hmm. And she said, well, I bought you a pair of reading glasses. I said, well, that's great. What are they doing up here? And she said, hello, there's magazines, there's books.
The bathroom.
You watch TV when...
Is there a case for it?
Yes, there is.
Is there like a case that's stuck to the wall?
She found a way. There's a shelf right next to the toilet, a glass shelf.
Ah, okay.
And normally it's got like a brush sitting on it, and that is where I keep a lot of like go-to sports section.
Yeah, I've got a shelf next to my toilet. It's where I keep my wand.
And I noticed one day there was something that appeared. Did you say it's where you keep your wand?
Wands, plural.
Or more than one.
I'm not a pig. Thank you.
Okay.
Everybody in the house has their own.
Yeah, everybody's got their own wand.
But why is it that guys react like this? I was like, at first I looked at it, and it was a case nicer than this glass case, right?
Right.
Okay. And I'm like, what could this fancy contraption be? And I go, oh, it's glasses. And I go, like, I go, hey, this is insulting. And I called her in, and she said, why are you insulted?
It's amazingly thoughtful.
It is.
Right. And then I got a glimpse of myself, you know, because I also have got mirrors that rotate 180 degrees. There
right.
are these stick things. It's like you turn the mirror around, and it's like it's where you put your aftershave and you know, my many pills.
You caught yourself in the mirror?
Yeah.
You look like Lou Dobbs when he's reading his emails?
No, it looked like Homer Simpson's head. Because you know how Homer Simpson has his reading glasses?
Yeah.
So I look up, and all I can see, because I'm on the commode, and I just catch myself in the mirror, and I just see my head, like, from the eye line up, and it's just
out.
Big Homer head, and those big ass reading, like, magnifying glasses.
So when you didn't have your reading glasses before that, would you be in the bathroom and have to put your extend your arms out all the way so you could read the print?
Seriously, that's why I buy, like, large print.
Okay.
For the times when I don't have glasses.
Now, I understand. And, you know, the other day when you said that Michael Hughes has glasses like that, and I was very theatrical, and I stomped them.
Yes.
That's a really expensive pair of glasses. Now I don't have any glasses in here.
Oh, damn.
So I can't read.
Well, you have another pair, though, right?
I have a pair at home, but that's the pair I keep next to the bed.
You know,
right.
What's really handy is they have strings.
I was just going to say, Rob, I'm afraid, I swear to God, I'm going to say the move that I'm afraid I'm going to make in my senile life next will be, I will be that dick that is wearing sunglasses, and when I get into a restaurant, I'll put the sunglasses on top of my head, and then my regular glasses will be on a string around my neck because I'm retarded
like
that.
I'm giving serious thought to the kind that you wear that are both. They're
you can wear them all the time. You don't
progressive
have
progressive lenses, right?
Yes,
I'm
exactly.
going to get
those. Always make you look like you go to a special school, though.
Yeah,
that's like the inside outside. We've still not perfected that yet.
Mike O'Mara at risk.
These are progressive. You don't see any line or anything.
You look
on
like
those.
You go to a special school.
Well, that has nothing to do with the glasses, though.
My Uncle Pete is very thrifty, and here is what he did.
Is this a Pete Stahlkopf?
No, this is a Pete Spiewak.
Okay.
my father's twin.
Very good.
Excessively thrifty.
Right.
What he did is he went to a Lions Club rummage sale and bought about 20 pairs of glasses for 50 cents each.
Oh, that's so gross.
And just, well, he washed them.
So put them in the dishwasher.
And he leaves them everywhere. And he has a pair of glasses everywhere he goes.
I do, too.
And for $20.
He finds the right prescription.
And they're just like, magnifying glasses.
No, they're glasses like that homeless guys use like to scratch their butt with and stuff.
Well, I never I said he was thrifty, not clean.
That is thrifty. 50 cents.
Yeah, he has dozens. He has a pair at my dad's house. They look like SpongeBob's glasses.
Pour some glasses in my hand for a dollar.
Come on now, man. Help a brother.
So you can be thrifty.
Hello. Don and Mike's show. What's happening? Hello.
Hello, Don, Mike. How are you guys?
Howdy.
Great, great. Another exceptional show that you guys are doing there
today.
Great.
See you on Facebook. What's happening?
Very informative. On a serious note, I just want to let you know I do know this girl and I do know the guy.
Now, wait a minute. Are you being 100% honest here?
100%. Now, let me just explain. On a serious note, I really cannot talk right now because their attorney has contacted me.
Bye.
BS talks. Everybody walks. The guy was calling from area code 410.
Yeah, so he's lying.
That's Baltimore.
Liar!
410's Baltimore.
And you could just tell, because if he was from that area, he would have a few more don'ts.
Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Hello, Ray DeGuts. How are you?
And he would have said, fixin'. I'm fixin' to tell you why.
Or pert near.
You fixin' to come out of there anytime in the next 2 years?
Or whatnot.
Yeah.
Hi, Don and Mike's show.
Yes, how are you today?
Well, we're doing great.
Great. Hey, I grew up in the town where the lady was stuck on the toilet.
Nest City.
My mom actually lives about 2 blocks from the house where the lady was at.
Okay, well, we're getting close.
Now we're getting closer. What can we do? Does your mom know the lady? Does your mom know the guy?
Yeah, actually, I know both. My mom knows the lady. I know the gentleman. He doesn't work necessarily in an antique store. I wouldn't call it that. It's more like a really cheap flea market. It's
like
secondhand.
Is it like a pawn shop?
I don't know if there's any porn in there, but there's a lot of...
P-A-W-N.
It's a garage sale inside.
All right, so what can your mom tell? What does your mom tell you about the lady?
Well, my mom worked with her years ago. I say years ago, probably 10 years ago, and she was very, very petite, probably 100, 105 pounds then, and has only gotten thinner, by the way I understand it. Obviously, no one's seen her for a couple of years, so it's hard to say exactly how big she would be.
Now, if your mom lives close, and I believe you that your mom lives close, what conversations have you had when this story broke? How did you bring it up with your mom? What did your mom say?
Well, in a small town, and the town's about 1,200 people, so quite little, the rumor was she was super glued to the toilet, was the big rumor around town. Obviously, she was bound by natural causes. But the gentleman, I think Mike said he looked quite normal. I just want to say, don't judge a book by its cover, please.
All right, now what do you know about the guy?
He's had a few other run-ins in the law, how would I say it, pleasuring himself as people walk by the house. He's been turned in several times for,
And that's wrong?
I hope not. I hope not.
That is not appropriate behavior. Okay.
So, he's a bit of a perv.
Yes, very much so.
Oh, the all plot right. Thickens a little bit.
Thank you, my friend. Yeah.
Thank you.
I like that super.
You remember
I bet he could have done. I mean, they don't know that yet, right?
The cops for a while were looking in Salisbury, Maryland, for someone that was going to the Salisbury Mall and putting super glue down on the toilet seats.
Yeah. That's been done in other places, too.
Maybe it was at a Denny's or somewhere like that. But
Home Depot.
There have been a couple of such cases.
Yes.
I'm not laughing at that. I don't encourage that.
Wouldn't you feel it when you sat down?
Yes,
you would think.
But it'd be too late.
And wouldn't, but because super glue is so fast acting,
right?
Wouldn't you have to almost immediately put it on the toilet seat?
What
before?
I said, you'd sit down, you'd feel the goo.
You know,
and you'd also have to do it, it would have to be a situation where you did it right before the first.
That's what I'm saying, what glorious goo. Almost like if you were looking through like a vent. You know, up in the ceiling, and you had your cameras going. You're hitting bathroom cameras.
The weird things that you remember. I remember this story, the Home Depot guy, and I remember this quote. He said, that day I was having a bit of a sour stomach.
And, that's right.
And that makes me think that there was probably some urgency at play. Uh-huh. So he probably had to sort of sit and begin before he could say, good heavens, this doesn't feel right.
Oh my God.
By that time, it's too late.
Oh, my.
I hate a sour stomach.
All right, if you're going to super glue somebody to a toilet, how long do you have after you put the super glue on the toilet without it touching, you know, anything else?
It's got to be seconds, because haven't you ever tried to super glue something and before you know it, you're like, Jesus Christ, it's all over my hands.
But if you use a lot.
It sets within seconds.
But if you use a lot, it's going to take longer to evaporate.
Right, it depends on how long it's been there and how long it takes to dry.
What if you poured, in the case of your ass being stuck with super glue, nail polish remover, acetone? Would that cut through?
Acetone.
It helps, but nothing removes super glue like super glue remover. Nail polish remover, really not very effective.
There's a super glue remover?
Oh, yeah. You can buy a liquid that dissolves super glue, and it's the only liquid that does.
It has it at MikeElston.com.
That's right.
Next time I go to Home Depot, I'm taking that in my pocket.
Yeah, buy a bunch of it.
Just in case I'm in the middle of looking at my paneling, and I get the pain.
Mm-hmm. Hello there, Todd and Mike. Show. Hello.
Hello.
Oh, hello.
I'm disguising my voice so no one at work knows that I listen to Don and Mike.
You sound like the Mike Landis guy.
Right now.
Yes. A question.
Is this
Do
the Mike Landis?
Do you wear your glasses when you take a number two and a monocle when you take a number one?
Bye.
Yes and yes. Oh, we got a break. We'll be right back with the most powerful woman in network sports.
How exciting is this?
That's
right. And we haven't even gotten to the Masters golf tournament yet.
Legs Nance will join us in Uno Momento.
This is the Don and Mike Show.